Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Minghui Report, the fates of Chinese propaganda officials in the persecution of Falun Gong. Shenyun begins 2018 Oceania tour in Toowoomba, Australia. The Benefits of Falun Gong, Part 1, Intellectuals. Geneva, Switzerland, raising awareness about the brutality in China. Finland, signature drive in Helsinki attracts supporters despite the cold. And Petals of Peace in Moldovan schools. Now for the stories. Minghui Report, the fates of Chinese propaganda officials in the persecution of Falun Gong. There is a Chinese folk rhyme that aptly describes the role of the publicity department of the Communist Party of China in promoting the party's ideology. It reads, "I am a dog of the CCP, standing watch at the party's gate. I bite whomever the party tells me to, and bite as many times as I am told." The publicity department is not part of the central government, but it is given the power to enforce media censorship and control in China. It has branches at every level of the government, directly controlling the licensing of media outlets and issuing instructions to the media on what is to be published or broadcast. Ever since former Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin launched the persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999, the publicity department has been working to demonize the Falun Gong spiritual practice, which is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It directed more than 2,000 newspapers and hundreds of state-owned TV and radio stations to broadcast lies about the practice. More than 300,000 articles slandering Falun Gong were published in the first 6 months of the persecution. In the meantime, the publicity department has exported misinformation about Falun Gong via Xinhua News, the party's official press agency, and party-controlled media outside of China. Falun Gong practitioners all around the world have been working hard to debunk the lies about their faith. They also make every effort to try to stop propaganda officials from carrying out the persecution policies. While some have stopped participating in the persecution, others continue to spread the hate propaganda. According to the latest information compiled by the Minghui website, 97 people working in propaganda departments at various levels of the Chinese government have been confirmed to have been prosecuted, died of unnatural causes, or suffered illnesses or injuries between 2001 and 2017. Traditional Chinese culture holds that good is rewarded while evil is punished. It is our sincere hope that we can help to persuade Chinese propaganda officials from continuing to carry out the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners.
Shenyun begins 2018 Oceania tour in Toowoomba, Australia. Shenyun Performing Arts kicked off its 2018 Oceania tour on January 18th at the Empire Theatre in Toowoomba, Australia. The company next presented three performances at the Arts Centre Gold Coast in Queensland on January 20th and 21st. This season, Shenyun will be performing over 20 shows in 8 cities in Australia and New Zealand over the month-long tour. Coral Druyan, a former theatre director, remarked about the show, "It really is a night of perfection. Shenyun has just climbed the heights and found the excellence in everything. Magical. Everything about it was moving. It was spiritually uplifting." Ms. Druyan added, "The precision, the discipline in it is just astonishing. It's the excellence in every tiny detail. The live music and the coordination with the backdrops and projection is quite astonishing. It's an enormous feat to bring this many artists around the world." Warren Gamble, CEO of a sports products company, said, "Very exhilarating. The dancing, the movement, the thrill of it all. I was really enjoying the night. It's great that you're incorporating new technology," referring to the state-of-the-art digital backdrop, "into bringing dance alive. It gives you a given sense of depth to the whole stage." Dr. Liliana Corridor, founder and coordinator of Scientists for the Mekong, said after the show, the performance was unbelievably beautiful from the visual point of view. You could not but feel joy and peace. The orchestra was superb, and that soloist that played the erhu, that's the instrument that made me cry for half of the program, she said. I cried. That's how you know I'm healing, because my heart was pretty closed when I came in, and the music and the dance opens anybody's heart. It was transforming, and it was magnificent, Dr. Corridor said. Attorney Mark Brady remarked, it was very moving, fascinating. I felt myself going up and down, and happy and sad, and brought tears at times. I know that I felt it right inside to my core. Business owner Julie Johnson said, the performance was magical. I really enjoyed the synchronization of the dancers. They were fantastic. The backdrop was fantastic. That was very, very cleverly done. The graphics were wonderful, unbelievable, she said. Shenyun will continue its Oceania tour with upcoming performances in Perth, Canberra, and Bendigo.
The Benefits of Falun Gong, Part 1. Intellectuals. When Falun Gong was banned in China in 1999, tens of millions of practitioners from all walks of life were practicing it. This report highlights the stories of two intellectuals in high places and how they have kept their faith during the 19-year-long persecution. University Provost. Professor Chi Kun, former provost and director of the Qian Shiyu University Library, had been hospitalized many times due to kidney disease. Suffering from tachycardia and low blood pressure, he almost died in 1985 from coronary artery blockage. His other ailments included stomach problems, cholecystitis, a cyst on his liver, a nervous disorder, and piles. Of the university's 2,000-plus employees, his health was one of the worst. He often kept seven different medications with him and had to be hospitalized twice a year. One morning in July 1997, Mr. Chi saw a group of people exercising together in a park. That evening, he was invited to watch video lectures given by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, and was impressed that the practice taught one to be a better person and to be considerate of others. The first thing the people he knew noticed afterward was that he wasn't impatient anymore. Mr. Chi had always been very demanding and short-tempered. He was now more tolerant and got along well with family, friends, and co-workers. He was always willing to help anyone who needed it, at work or at home. His health also improved significantly. Because of gastritis, he'd been picky about his food and had stomach aches. They disappeared, as did his insomnia and other ailments. During a routine physical, 1 year after beginning to practice Falun Gong, all of Mr. Xi's health indicators were normal. He has been full of life ever since and has not needed any medication in the past 2 decades. Although he is almost 80, he appears to be only in his 60s. Despite the defamatory propaganda and intense pressure, he knows that Falun Gong is responsible for turning his life around and that nothing, not even detention or brainwashing, could make him give up his faith. Professor of Medicine. Ms. Tong Shu-Chen is an associate professor of anatomical pathology at Southwest Medical University. In spite of her medical expertise, she had more than 10 chronic illnesses, ranging from fungal gastritis to hepatitis, cholecystitis, and nephritis. In 1996, she was also diagnosed with nasopharyngeal cancer, making it difficult for her to swallow or eat. Frustrated and disappointed, Ms. Tong lost all hope. Then she heard about Falun Gong in April 1996 and began to practice it. Within 3 days, she lost about 600 milliliters of blood. Then the bleeding in her nose stopped and the cancer was cured. Not long after that, her other ailments also miraculously disappeared. These are just two of many similar examples. Because of the suppression, many intellectuals were removed from their posts or fired by their employers. This has been a huge loss to these practitioners and to the society in general. Moreover, had Falun Gong not been banned in China 19 years ago, hundreds of millions of people would have benefited from the practice, both physically and spiritually.
Geneva, Switzerland, raising awareness about the brutality in China. Falun Dafa practitioners near Geneva came to Rue du Marché on January 24, 2017, to tell people about the practice and the ongoing suppression of Falun Dafa in China. Located between the historical old town and the lake, Rue du Marché is a major shopping area that attracts many people. One middle-aged woman and her mother signed a petition urging an end to the persecution in China, including the organ harvesting from living practitioners. They said that they had heard about Falun Dafa from television and had seen practitioners doing the exercises in a park. The mother said, "We know you are doing the right thing and we support you." One couple called the atrocity and the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting horrible. Two women were also shocked to hear this and both signed the petition. One of them said that her eight-month-old daughter needed an organ transplant. "I know many of the organ transplant advertisements in China have problems, and I do not want someone to get killed because of my daughter." Due to it being the election season, a group of about a dozen people were campaigning for a government position in a nearby booth. Upon hearing about forced organ harvesting in China, most of the participants signed the petition. One of them asked about times and locations for group exercises. He said, "My wife already told me a long time ago that she wants to join the exercises." After hearing about the health benefits of Falun Dafa, one middle-aged man said he would like to practice it. One older woman did the same and expressed hope that her health problems, including arthritis, could be resolved.
Finland, Signature Drive in Helsinki attracts supporters despite the cold. Falun Dafa practitioners in Finland collected signatures in the downtown area of capital city Helsinki on January 20th, despite the extreme cold in the depth of winter in northern Europe. They set up an information booth and talked to people about Falun Dafa and the persecution of the practice in China. They also collected signatures for a petition calling for an end to the persecution by the Chinese Communist regime. A young man who stopped to talk said that he had already heard about the persecution and signed the petition. When told about where he could learn the exercises, he said he thought Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance were precious and were what he really needed. A mother and daughter were impressed by the peaceful exercise demonstration and the practice. A practitioner told them where they could learn the exercises and gave them some informational materials.
Petals of Peace in Moldovan Schools. Falun Dafa practitioners in Moldova attended an educational conference and presented the Petals of Peace project, which invites people of all ages to fold a paper lotus flower as a gesture of peace and friendship to less fortunate children and children of Falun Gong practitioners who have been brutally persecuted in China for almost two decades. The December 27th presentation was part of the closing conference of a project named Peace Education Through Promotion of Good Neighborhood Culture in Primary Schools. More than 20 teachers from schools in various regions and of ethnic minorities gathered at the event to share their experiences in implementing a new optional course, The Culture of Good Neighborhood. The Petals of Peace project was initiated in Australia in 2001 and inspired by a Chinese-Australian girl named Fadu, whose father was persecuted to death when she was 1 year old. The project aims to inform children, teachers, and parents of the injustices that Falun Gong practitioners face in China, as well as Falun Gong principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Organizers usually explain the significance of the lotus flower in Chinese culture and emphasize the importance of self-improvement by making a commitment to be honest, good-hearted, and tolerant. The presentation was well received, and the participants eagerly took pamphlets, learned to fold paper lotus flowers, and invited practitioners to host classroom activities at their primary schools. After the winter holidays, practitioners went to two schools, one in the capital city of Chisinau and another in the village of Koisiri, 30 miles away. A Romanian language teacher in Koisiri said that she had never run into such a meaningful and colorful hands-on activity for children. Around 140 students in Koisiri heard the story of Fadu and learned about the symbolism of lotus flowers. Many children folded two or three paper flowers to give to their family members and teachers. A teacher in Chisinau invited practitioners to present the project at her school on January 12th. The practitioners screened a video titled The Lotus Tale, which shows a lotus seed making its way through the mud to the surface of the water, to the light, and to its mother lotus. Around 100 children in three classes participated in the activity. They enjoyed folding paper flowers and planned to give them to their family members.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.